I'll begin by discussing third eye experiences. When going through the practices, you may have felt a number of things. The most simple level of third eye experience is a certain denseness, a slight pressure in the area between the eyebrows. As the perception refines itself, it turns into a fine tingling or vibration. Not a physical vibration, of course, but a sensation of vibration. One of the keys to engage third eye experiences is to let them remain vague in the beginning. They'll refine themselves through practice. So in the beginning, you may not even want to speak of vibration, just a something between the eyebrows. Remember, this something is a subtle quality. Don't expect it to feel like a jackhammer hitting your forehead. As you advance and gain the ability to intensify the vibration at will, the advice is very much to keep it light. A fine tingling is preferable to heavy denseness. In the beginning, it may well happen that you feel vibration only on one side of your forehead, or even in other parts of your body, rather than between the eyebrows. This is perfectly normal. It will all fall into place through practice. Keep in mind that the third eye acts as a general switch for the body of energy, meaning the qi of traditional Chinese medicine. During third eye meditations, it's therefore common to experience spontaneous energy rearrangements that are perceived as tingling, twitches, releases of heat, or various other manifestations in one body part or another. You could call this self-acupuncture. Just let it happen. The second range of standard third eye experiences is comprised of various modalities of light. It may be a simple whitish haze. It may be bright colors. It may be geometrical patterns. It may also be a dim and diffuse luminosity, perhaps purple or dark blue, that gives you the feeling of being immersed in a space. These various forms of inner light are, like vibration and tingling, part of the qualities used in many meditation techniques. There is nothing to do with them, just feel them. They provide a substratum for meditation, something on which your consciousness can rest. In the beginning, you won't necessarily be sure if what you're seeing is really inner light, or some artifact created by your physical eyes. Here, being analytical wouldn't help. It would only get the ordinary mind in the way of the experience. So just keep meditating. Through practice, the quality of inner light becomes brighter and more tangible, to the point where there is no possible doubt. Another standard meditation experience is to hear sounds, buzzing sounds, humming sounds, or high-pitched sounds such as a faint ooh or eeeem. These sounds are to be regarded as qualities that can enhance your meditation. Just let your consciousness rest on them, and you'll be taken into states of profound internalization. Apart from the various modalities of inner vibration, light, and sound, all sorts of things can be experienced during meditation. Heat, cold, pains in various body parts, visions, emotional releases, and so on. The best attitude is to let them pass, without paying much attention to them, even if at the time they feel quite intense. You'll actually find that their intensity has much to do with your attitude. Tibetan Buddhist masters have this wonderful saying, "Whatever happens, nothing happens." If you adopt this wise attitude, then fluctuations will wash through you and won't affect you. After all, they are nothing more than fluctuations. They pass. Now, let's discuss the throat friction. The throat friction is an amplifier and a stabilizer for all third eye experiences, including third eye meditation. By using the throat friction, you can actively refine the qualities of vibration and light with a noticeable pacifying effect on the mind. Note that it's only in the first days of meditation that the throat friction can be perceived as an inconvenience or something that splits your focus. If this is what you're experiencing, then it's essential to persist. After a few days of practice, the friction becomes automatic and effortless. And over years of practice, the friction develops extremely powerful forces of consciousness related to the throat center and the larynx, a topic on which you'll find more information in my book, Awakening the Third Eye. An important practical point. The throat friction is to be continued throughout the meditation, but breathing should be kept at your normal rhythm. There is no hyperventilation in this method. Through practice, the rhythm and intensity of the breath adjust themselves, so the friction takes place with minimum effort.